Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno. Grow Your Own Channel on 107.5 FM. And then we have the Jalapeno Channel on 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 22nd day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want. And that will be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the clouds have moved out. The little edge of the typhoon up in Alaska's gone. So whatever little bit of moisture we got, I'm thankful for it, but it ain't goddamn near close to enough to even, you know, fucking begin to wet the ground. And, it's going to cool down. I mean, we're going into the cooling process for the fall, but there's not going to be any precipitation. I don't know what happens. This is the first year. Every year, like when you have icy cold years, when it gets down to like below zero, you know, 7 below 0, even 10 below 0, and the house will shift. And the doors, yeah, like have to lift up on the knob, you know, to make it click in and what might have you. It did it this year in the middle of summer. And it's because you go out and where this whole place when Mount Mazama blew was covered with 40 feet of pumice. And the pumice you think pumice of grinding between your fingers. It has got so fucking dry here that the pumice has just turned into like talcum powder. It's the goddamnest thing you ever saw in your life. You step off and it go clear over your fucking boot. Just stepping down in it. It's amazing. And it's goddamn dry. And it's going to get fucking worse. Because they're going to try and starve us to death. But we ain't going to let them, are we? Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. America gained 2.5 million new millionaires last year. Now, boy, really? Do you really, you guys think this is going to come out? We done a little math. We're going to see about that when we come back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Okay, America gained 2.5 million new millionaires last year. This is from CNN, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The number of rich people in the world rose at a rapid pace last year, boosted by gains in the stock market and house prices. Bullshit. As many as 5.2 million people became millionaires last year, with nearly half in the United States alone, according to Credit Suisse's latest annual wealth report. This is the largest increase in millionaires' numbers recorded for any country in any year in this century, he said. Worldwide, the total number of millionaires stood at 62.5 million at the end of 2021. Credit Suisse estimated. Now, let's talk about that $1 million, people. You know, in Zimbabwe, everybody in Zimbabwe is a trillionaire. But a trillion dollar bill, one of their trillion, you go online and buy them for, I don't know, probably a quarter. You can buy a $1 trillion bill and you can be a trillionaire in fucking goddamn, Zimbabwe. But they're trying to talk in dollars here, right? So they're trying to convince us that they became, everybody just got richer than the son of a bitch. No, they didn't. Everybody got fucking poorer, actually. If you go and look at the, how much has the American dollar depreciated? Since 1933, the U.S. dollar has lost 92% of its domestic purchasing power. Even at its moderate 1994 inflation rate of 2.7%, the dollar will lose another half of its purchasing power by 2022. So you got to cut that number in two, don't you? So actually, we lost fucking millionaires. People, they got millions of dollars, but the fucking, it's like the Zimbabwe dollar. I can have a trillion dollar Zimbabwe dollar, but won't buy a fucking loaf of bread. This is the Ponzi scheme they're trying to play in this fucking article. Because they know that fucking, the people know this goddamn country's falling apart and the goddamn money's fucking worthless. But it's like, by 2022, half its purchasing power, which was, it lost 92% of its domestic purchasing power in 1933. You know, when they went and took all the gold from the people. So it lost half its purchasing, 92% of its domestic purchasing power, even at its moderate 1994 inflation rate of 2.7, which, goddamn, the inflation rate. What we got now, everything's 50% more. Minimum 50% more, some think 75% more, the dollar will lose another half of its purchasing power by 2022. So, oh man, everybody's a millionaire. Just like in Zimbabwe, everybody's a trillionaire. But the goddamn fucking fiat debt dollar won't buy you any goddamn thing. It'll buy you half what it would in fucking life, just since 1994. It'll buy you half of what it would buy then. So that means you lost half of that million. So all the millions are actually 500,000s. And you didn't gain no millionaires. You gained a lot of fucking poor people. They have sure taken a lot of money from the poor people and transferred it to the goddamn filthy ass rich. But right here, this shows that it's a fucking con. This is a five card Monty, man. Since 1933, the U.S. dollar has lost 92% of its domestic purchasing power. Even at its moderate 1994 inflation rate of 2.7, goddamn, you think you ain't got a flavor. If inflation rate's 50%, I don't give a shit what these fucking, that's why don't throw these fucking numbers at us, old propagandists. This should have come back and bite you on the ass. 2.7%. You think that fucking inflation, you people out there listen to me, is inflation higher than 2.7% right now? Is it closer to goddamn 50 to 100% fucking inflation? The dollar will lose another half of its purchasing power by 2022. So it don't matter. So you got $1 million, like I said, in Zimbabwe, and you have $1 trillion, and it won't buy you a loaf of bread because it has no.
Increased over 100%.
You goddamn right. But they think people will read this shit, and they're gonna see this is like they like to play with these. We're not listening to your fucking numbers no more, old propagandists. We know your Ponzi schemes. We know what you've done. We look around us. We know what it costs when we go down to fill up our fucking cars or put gas in our fucking cars. We know that fucking before Biden took over the fucking helm, I know that I could fill my fucking car up from empty for about $40. And now it's up to about $90. That's more than half of the fucking purchasing power of that dollar is gone, isn't it? So this boast of all these fucking millionaires, no, they aren't. And no, it ain't. Everybody's got fucking poor but the 1%. the ones that are taking that money over to goddamn Ukraine and splitting it up, the international corporate mafia. But this is what they throw at you to try to get you. I mean, are you stupid enough to believe this? Go ahead.
The gas is going to go way up, too, after the elections. They dumped out the strategic oil reserve just to keep it where it's at. But you better believe after November 2nd, it's going to be out of sight.
You bet you it is. And another refinery caught fire and got shut down last night, people, in Ohio, one of the biggest ones for the East Coast. And you know why this gas is going to go up again in November? For hunting season. I mean, they think we're so goddamn dim-witted that we can't fucking, that's why this is going to go up. That's why they had to burn down another. For how many years did I grow up and it was a rare thing for anything to ever happen at a refinery. And now it's just like, the gas is starting to come down to fucking $5 a fucking gallon. Refinery, we had a fire at the refinery yesterday, and the next fucking day, I mean, you're talking about oil futures here. That goddamn gas is not set to go on the fucking market for how long? And still, it'll go up the next fucking day. Oh, there was an oil refinery, we can start stealing. And it's the goddamn stations doing it too. Don't give them fucking licensed fucking agents of this goddamn communist government a fucking one inch. Those motherfuckers are making a fortune. They're stealing it right out of your goddamn pockets, people.
Yep.
As many as 5.2 million people became millionaires. No, they didn't. Their fucking money, 5.2 million, the whole 100% of us, our money fucking became worth half of what it was worth last year. I mean, there's no two fucking ways about it. And I don't have to convince nobody. You people go to the fucking stores. You go to the gas station. You go buy a fucking, that's another thing, like the wood and the metal, because you're using all this wood to build housing for the invasion force that's coming into this country. So the price of timber is just, I mean, goddamn, for a fucking tuba for, $30, $40 fucking dollars. And then you turn around and I've talked to some of the loggers and they're still getting the same stump price. That means they go out and cut, after the trees cut down, they're logging a place. They cut it off the stump. There's a stump price. For like the 10 inches, whatever it scales out to, how many board feet is going to be in that fucking log. It has not raised one fucking goddamn cent. And they've shut down all the mills but a fucking few that could be taking, and I mean, there's tons of timber to be cut down. I mean, all these goddamn burns. There's trees standing that are worth fucking $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a piece, and they're not cutting them. They're going to let them fucking rot. If you just cut them and deck them, they'll last a lot longer, but they're not doing that. This is a deliberate destruction of our fucking country right in front of your eyes. But no, there are 5.2 million people became millionaires. Bullshit. So the whole continent of Africa is full of goddamn billionaires. The whole continent, everybody that lives in Africa is a billionaire because the fucking money ain't worth nothing. But they think they're going to, they never say dollars here in some of it when they make their fucking final statements. This is the largest increase in millionaires numbers recorded for any country in any year this century, he said. No, this is the biggest fucking goddamn cut in the fucking value of the fucking dollar. In this goddamn century, in the 20th century, worldwide, the total number of millionaires stood at 62.5 million at the end of 2021. Credit Suisse estimated. The report, which was released Tuesday, found that aggregated global wealth totaled $463.6 trillion. At the end, trillion, what? They didn't say dollar. Well, okay, we got dollar sign there. 463.6 trillion at the end of last year, jumping 9.8%. Did the dollar, are those dollars worth anything? They're worth half of what the ones you had yesterday were. So actually, we've lost goddamn fucking buying power. We've lost wealth in this country. You got to know it. You're watching them ship it out by the billions. I got another big package for goddamn you. They're building a goddamn fucking Khazarian fucking, what they say, super Israel fucking goddamn. It's going to be like another fucking goddamn world power, they think. And we're letting them fucking do it, people. That is the sick part about it. When they did, when they fucking, you know, sent the goddamn plates over to print our money, our script over in fucked Russia during the Second World War, and sent nobody to fucking monitor what they were doing. Nobody even taken account. Nobody still knows what they fucking printed. How much of that script they printed? But goddamn, I'll tell you what, we took a third world piece of shit, fucking Russia, that was fucking entered fucking World War II flying biplanes from World War I, and we made them a goddamn threat to us. Oh, now they're a threat. So we had to spend $5.5 trillion getting a nuclear arsenal so that we could have mutual assured destruction so that that goddamn monster that we just built couldn't hurt us. I mean, the cons. I mean, these are con men. And they're fucking goddamn esquires, which is, it's like, you can be knighted a knight by the king, or you can be, and the next one down, you can be knighted as an esquire. Every son of a bitch in Washington and in your courts and everything is an esquire. They're a goddamn servant of the queen. Or the king. The queen just went in the hole. Bye, bitch. See now, let's look at this some more here. The report, which was released Tuesday, found that aggregated global wealth totaled, well, we did that. Surprisingly, the top two economies, the United States and China, saw the biggest gains in household wealth, followed by Canada, India, and Australia. But the people are fucking goddamn, we have record foreclosures, we have goddamn record people being kicked out for, they can't pay the rent. Why is it we have all this fucking huge wealth? If all this wealth is here, why are we having these fucking problems? Huh? Because these numbers are lies. They put these numbers, I don't know who in the hell they think they're going to fool with this. Maybe just the guy sitting there fucking, and you know, goddamn, I can't afford to eat no goddamn more. Maybe the guy sitting there, he's just going, well, my God, maybe I'm missing something here. But then you look around, when I look around here, I see brand new motherfucking rigs all over the place that is being, money that is being sent to the goddamn Klamath tribal, goddamn corporation. They made it a corporation. And they're getting about goddamn $10 million a year. Well, actually, they got fucking $50 million fucking sent to them, this year or last year. Everybody in, all the Indians all have brand new fucking rigs. Everybody else is fucking, I mean, well, not all the Indians, but the ones that are in with the crowd, you know, in with the right clicks. Some people don't, you know, can't even get to keep their fucking, the people I know that work, actually get the least. But still, I mean, it's not fucking real, I mean, buying power. Don't give me a number of how many bills you got. Tell me what that fucking shit will buy. I was looking at turnbuckles just a little while ago. I need a couple of turnbuckles. 25 fucking bucks a piece for a fucking turnbuckle. What's that goddamn dollar worth again now? The dollar is worthless. The dollar is going the way of the Zimbabwe fucking dollar. Pretty soon everybody in this country will be a goddamn millionaire. Starving to death in the fucking streets. But they think they can throw something out there like this. They think they're so fucking smart. They're the dumbest son of a bitch. I mean, they're like Mao Zedong. And anybody that buys this shit here is like the people of China. You're dumber than a fucking sled runner. And I'm not so sure that it ain't just ignorance. I think there are some of them that are ignorant, that can be taught, that can be educated until they can pass for fucking having intelligence, but they have no goddamn aptitude for fucking creativity. They just can't work something out in their mind. If there's a problem, just like when they did the steel thing I told you about. The son of a bitch comes out and tells them to melt every piece of fucking steel in China. Because we're going to get into the goddamn, into the big game here. And we need steel to build. So everybody, they melted every fucking piece of metal in goddamn China. And people, I mean, at their houses, they showed clips of the, like they made their own bellows and stuff. And they melted. They melted all the, every fucking thing. Everything that was metal got melted, because that's what Mao Zedong told them to do. And then, when they went to use that metal, because they knew nothing of metallurgy, you're talking about peasants out in goddamn the north part of China, and even the people in the city, they didn't know nothing about fucking metallurgy, which is a hell of a thing to say, because, I mean, goddamn, you go back, how far you go back in European history, The Bronze Age, the fucking Iron Age, you know what I'm saying here? They couldn't make a piece of goddamn steel that wouldn't fucking bust if you just hit it with a hammer. Because they were mixing all these fucking different metallurgies together, just throw it all in there, and then they're sitting there going, fuck, that didn't work. Hey, man, I can't even go hoe a fucking garden. I fucking melted the hoe down. I can't fucking build a fence. I got no hammer. This is the son of a bitch. This is kind of game they're trying to play. We're supposed to be dumb enough to buy this shit, you see, is what the point is. Mao Zedong was a fucking retard. I'll say it and say it and say it and say it and say it. Retard, retard, retard. When I heard the translations of what he told those fucking dumb, 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 dumb people, those fucking people ain't going to take nobody over. You got the goddamn Jewish mafia at the top running the fucking show. But so what if you got 2 billion fucking retards? Well, fuck, that's just 2 billion fucking shells. We got the shells to fucking take care of them. Send the motherfuckers on over. Come over here and fucking rule me, you son of a bitch. Are you Ukrainian cocksuckers? You fucker, you're going under. You motherfuckers. You watch, see, what they're trying to do now is give our goddamn, the arsenal. And you see, they put Trump into fucking office. They put him into fucking office. And they did it through fucking lies and deception, and you fucking people bought it. But he's the one that built up these huge piles of fucking goddamn armament that are now being given to Ukraine. Goddamn, Russia was, like I said, remember Russia, they were no threat to the United States. Fuck, they were all poor. They didn't have no industry until we shipped it the fuck over there. And also, we gave them the fucking bomb. Gave it to them. One of the things that John read from Major Jordan, that was all top secret over here. We couldn't know what was going on. Manhattan Project. Anybody's loose lips sink ships and all this stuff. And he's on a goddamn train, himself was on a train over in Moscow, and the fucking people are talking about it on the train. The fucking Russians are. They know about it. I mean, this has been such a goddamn, they think we're as dumb as the fucking Chinamen. That's all I can tell you. And there are some Chinamen who can stand up there, but if you're not hearing what they're saying, it's like when the guy, he's talking about when the people went hungry because Mao Zedong goes, I want this level of production. We're going to increase. And everybody, they fucking lie about the production because they wanted to have the high numbers to fucking make him happy. They tried growing in fucking blocks. I mean, they ruined whole crops by just taking all of the fucking seed and dumping it in one little place and thinking you're going to get a crop like that. They didn't fucking have a fucking clue, and neither did that ignorant, dumb son of a bitch. And then when everything went to shit, okay, so the government comes, and it's coming to collect its half of your fucking crop that you grew to take to the cities to feed the city people. The city fucking fools. And so he comes in and goes, well, paperwork here says you had, 50 million tons. That means that fucking 25 million tons are ours. But in actuality, you only had 25 million tons because you lied about it, because he told you had to have fucking 50 million. And it was an impossibility. So he takes your goddamn fucking, all the food, the people, that's it. They don't got nothing to eat. And then they get fucking pissed. They're pissed about it. So fucking Mao Zedong, who fucking told his ministers that he appointed to do this shit, he stands up and he goes, you need to go struggle with this minister and that minister. This is how he said it. You need to go struggle with them. Which the guy said what struggle meant was you go and you pull them out of their house and beat them to death. But then, they completely kept it out because the fucking Chinese run our fucking goddamn, it's just like that movie, they made two copies of it, Red Dawn. That was originally made with fucking Chinese invasion in fucking Seattle. And the Chinese made them, they stopped production. The film didn't come out for like 2 or 3 fucking years later than what it was supposed to. And they made them change that to North Koreans. These goddamn Chinese they'll suck a Jew dick all fucking day long for fucking a penny. They are the lowest form of fucking life to ever slither across this goddamn planet. And they're dumb. They don't fucking excite me one fucking bit, man. When you shoot the head off that snake, man, and for them to come into the United States, which they're going to have to do because well, we've got the 390 million square miles and fucking 100 million fucking goddamn guns and whatever else we got. They're going to have to wipe out what they have here, the little handful of fucking communists here that fucking probably 8 to 10% that have been brought in here from other fucking places. I mean, they'll be wiped out in one fucking day. That's why the United Nations, that's why when Trump tried to get us, claimed he was going to get the people out of the United Nations, they said, you better not, man, because you're one of our rich ass buddies too. You're a part of the super elite here too, buddy. And you get rid of those guys, the Chinese, we won't have, they'll wipe out our what we got to protect us in about a fucking day. And they'll be stringing our asses up. You better keep that goddamn United Nations, keep paying them what they want to keep the, because what they plan is when you fucking finally had enough and the fucking jungle blows open, is then they're going to go, oh, go turn to the United Nations peacekeepers. And they're all going to be fucking Chinese because China had 1 billion fucking people. They bred another fucking 1 billion people. Do you do that? Well, why do you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you promote that? When you just got through going through a one-child policy because you had too many people, you couldn't feed them. Well, that's why your industry got shipped over to China so that they could breed another 1 million fucking goddamn org. I guess it's, you know, like on Lord of the Rings. Another million org to fucking come and think they're going to come to this country and fucking kill us. But they are about as bright as a fucking org. And when they come up against our intelligence and our fucking innovativeness of the fucking largest army on the planet Earth, I mean, there's going to be, everybody's got a fucking gun here. It's going to be like a purge to begin with. But then when we stand on that goddamn Bill of Rights, man, we stand on the absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, as one fucking people, we slaughter them. We'll create shit that they never fucking dreamed of. That's the only place they get technology is to steal it from us. You got to know that. Anyway, the millionaires, there ain't no goddamn, it's a bullshit fucking story. There is no goddamn millionaires. And we're going to do this after the break. 24 attorney generals signed letter warning Visa to drop plans to tracking gun sales. Ooh, wonder why they did that. We had a little discussion about that yesterday, didn't we? And I think enough people are figuring out how this goddamn shit works. They're understanding that, hey, you know what? We're the fucking boss. That government you're sitting over there, you might hire a fucking corporation, but that corporation doesn't go under the goddamn Uniform Commercial Code. They are bound. All the authority in this country comes from the goddamn people. We are the jurisdictional authority in this country, and you can't even, your phony fucking constitution that never was, you can't even have no authority in that to deny or disparage those fucking rights, can ya? And you son of a bitches, you are hiring these non-elected fucking corporations, like these goddamn plastic money motherfuckers. Where did this plastic, I mean, you think about the fucking founders, when they said that we would have minted gold and silver, debt-free currency, and then the people had access to the fucking goddamn resources of the richest country on planet Earth, we're all supposed to be living very happily right now, I'm telling you that. But then they turn around and they fucking, we got get cleared in the 70s. Here comes the fucking, I mean, that's when I really seen the pour on of the plastic fucking money. Those fucking card. And what are you going to do with that fucking card? Wipe your ass on it? And they get to decide, you know, then they started, first they were giving you fucking shit to take the goddamn card. It's like everything else. Usually when you open a bank account, they give you a toaster or some kind of shit like that. And now, unless you can pass their fucking test, unless you can, like Spike, when he wanted to have his business for his e-cigarettes, or his goddamn smoking things he made, he couldn't get a fucking bank account. Because of what he was getting the bank account, what he was going to use it for. That is such a violation of the fucking law. Without due process of the law, he was denied his fucking right to have a business. Because he would not fucking become one of these son of a bitches and get a fucking license. Fuck your license. I want to build something and sell it to somebody. It ain't none of your goddamn business. And the smart thing to do is to stay out of my fucking business. Because I'll break your fucking nose if you stick it in my business. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Hogjaw with Swamp. I mean, they look down at us from the ivory towers that we fucking built with our fucking resource, our fucking sweat, our fucking blood, and our fucking minds, and we're letting them fucking do it. We're talking here, we got 24 attorney generals, 24, warning Visa to drop plans to tackle gun sales. Fucking very wise. We had a little discussion about this yesterday, didn't we? See, we don't have to go after every one of you motherfuckers. All we have to do is go for the goddamn head of that oversight committee that's licensing you to violate our goddamn rights, to deny us our fucking rights, to confiscate our goddamn property without due process of the fucking law in a common law court that we are fucking guaranteed by the individual, the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You can't just take our fucking money and tell us what we can buy. You ain't mommy and you ain't fucking daddy. You're about to be fucking dead. 24 attorney generals sign letter. Here we go. 24, we got to put it in Republicans, the Republicans, guys. So they got to make, they got to get, try to salvage something from this bullshit. You can't do it, motherfuckers, and you know you can't. All we have to do is go after the son of a bitches that are licensing this fucking treason. We don't have to come after each every motherfucker that's committing the treason. Just that, just the son of a bitch who is in the fiduciary that is fucking putting on that fiduciary cap, which makes him fucking liable to the people for fucking that Bill of Rights, for the fucking unalienable fucking law of we the fucking people. And we send him a mandamus, he signed that son of a bitch, he signed his death warrant when he does it. And they know it. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. 24 Republican. Fuck, it don't matter. You need to think there's a difference between these son of a bitches. You're stupider than the goddamn Chinaman. 24 Republican attorney generals sent a letter to Visa, MasterCard, and American Express today warning them to drop plans to code and compile gun sales in America. Breitbart News reported that the credit card companies were under pressure from New York Democrats. I don't care what communist put you under the pressure. If you think about the pressure of that fucking rope biting into your goddamn neck when you hit the end of it, you motherfucker, and think about the shit running down your legs as you do the shit dance, including New York Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat, to categorize gun sales so they could be flagged. You see, you can't fucking do it, buddy. What I do ain't none of your goddamn business. And if you want to find out what I'm doing, you got to get a goddamn fucking search warrant. And you got to do it in a common law court, which doesn't exist in this goddamn country. So there is no law but that goddamn Bill of Rights. And we, the people, got the right to enforce it by killing your fucking asses. And you know it. On September 10th... Go ahead, sorry.
If you have done nothing wrong, why would you honor a search warrant?
Well, in the first place, if it was a common law search warrant, and it came from a common law court, and it had an affidavit attached to it by the person who's making the claim against me, who's saying that I have done something wrong, I would honor that warrant. I would let it come in, and they would see, you got trouble, mister. Because the fourth article is very clear. You will describe what's to be found and where it's to be found. And if you don't find it there, you just fucking entered my house without goddamn cause. And then I take you and I'll have you fucking jailed for a false claim against me. Because that's the way the warrant was supposed. That's why the warrant was put that way. So that somebody has to take responsibility. Oh, we got a tip on the telephone. That's why we're here to look through your whole house. No, that wasn't what it was supposed to, how it was supposed to work. Fourth article is real fucking clear on that. You will just, let's go ahead and read it. Let's read the fourth article. Okay, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And a search and a seizure where somebody swore a goddamn affidavit that something was there that wasn't, that would be unreasonable, shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath and affirmation. So you have to swear that what they're going, that what you're coming there looking for is there, that it exists, the warrant exists, or that you have fucking cause, that you do have a cause for a fucking warrant for an arrest. If it turns out that you don't, that's why the oath and affirmation was a part of it. Then you, sir, who signed that that's perjury to begin with, and it's perjury in the court, and it's also false arrest. I mean, and if you're doing it as a goddamn, you come in as a government agent with a fucking warrant that ain't even, a government agent can't get a goddamn warrant, can't get a common law warrant. Only an individual in their individual capacity can. It is our autonomy. It is our self-governance. They have no authority in the common law, and they fucking know it. That's what that ninth article makes goddamn clear. That there is a difference. The ninth article makes sure they understand there's a fucking difference. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that's the writing down in the Constitution of certain authorities, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So they make sure that they fucking understand that they have no power. The difference is, when they talk about deny or disparage others, so when you talk about, say, others, you're not talking about powers in the Constitution. The Constitution's where the fiduciary lies. That's your God, who is supposed to be your fucking servants under their lie and their phony fucking Constitution that never existed. Under their phony Constitution that was never granted by the people. We have never given them our consent to exercise that Constitution on us into one fucking degree. Just a bunch of assholes got together and brought their fucking pack of assholes with them. And they sat down in the fucking room and says, like I said, who ran against George Washington? Nobody did. When they were writing this shit, where the anti-federalists were arguing against it because they saw what it was. But they just brought in a bunch of their fucking rich fucking merchant fucking buddies that had been running this country all along for King fucking George. And they just fucking wrote it down. So what did we do? Well, the anti-federalists, they went and they fucking just told you exactly what the son of a bitch is intended to do to you. And then they wrote this fucking Bill of Rights. So that if they tried it, you could fucking kill them. You could you could get rid of that whole fucking federal government and dump that son of a bitch. What has it done for us people? Nothing. No more than that Confederacy did. The soldiers still starved. If it hadn't been for fucking Indians giving them food, a lot of the soldiers would have fucking starved to death. People don't know this shit. It was just to try to consolidate power. And like in the third article of the fucking Confederation, where if you're an indigent or you don't own land, you don't have no fucking rights and you can be enslaved by somebody who does. And they thought that they were going to sell this shit? No. This fucking goddamn document right here says the fucking every man is fucking free and every woman's fucking free and every kid is fucking free in this goddamn country. You government over there is supposed to be serving us. And not as a fucking government. You don't govern us. We govern you. We tell you what to do as our they sold it to the people. We tell them what to do as our representatives, and they fucking do it. If they do otherwise, we fucking take them into the common law courts, which is the first thing them cocksuckers got rid of. Replaced it with the Queen's fucking courts from England. Otherwise, we go there and we just, like, I don't care if it's Donald fucking Trump. They try, you can't arrest the president. Yes, you fucking can. You show me in this goddamn Bill of Rights where I can't. That goddamn, I don't care whether you're president, which is actually a fucking monarchical CEO for a fucking goddamn international corporate mafia. I got the goddamn right by the law I'm holding in my fucking hand. And the common law courts have been unlawfully fucking removed. That's why we're at the second article. If you take our goddamn courts away, our peaceful way for redress, we get to fucking shoot you. That's the fucking rules of the game, as written, as ratified by we, the people, the jurisdictional authority for this fucking country, not you and your fucking handful of goddamn click, fucking mammon-worshipping motherfuckers. There is no ruling class in this goddamn country. And to suggest it is goddamn treason, sedition. It'll get a rope put around your fucking neck. The only way an American national will be compelled to do anything is through the procedural due process contained in that Bill of Rights, and that's the way it was fucking intended. And that's the way it was ratified. It is fucking law. And we have the goddamn right to enforce it. Yeah, let's go on and see what these fuckers have to say. On September 10, 2022, Visa caved to Democrats' pressure and agreed to recategorize gun sales, giving them a special code so they would stand out from other sporting goods or general merchandise purchases. MasterCard and American Express capitulated to Democratic demands. So you did, but you have to have a license to operate because that was the deal with the corporation when they created the corporation. We were going to have a corporation now. We know we did this unlawfully. We know we violated the hell out of the fucking ninth article and should have been all shot and hung at that time. But we're watching out for you. We're watching out for your rights. If any, we have to license these people. Somebody in who you elected. See, that's what people already talk about, unelected officials. Somebody you elected is responsible for the fucking goddamn contractors. Only they, what they did is when they got enough of them, they said, we're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code and your Bill of Rights ain't in there. Then your Uniform Commercial Code's gotta fucking go. Ninth article says it can't exist in this country. Got it, son of a bitch? When you wanted to make a partnership, you should have done it in the goddamn common law as a goddamn individual free sovereign national. And then you could have redress in a fucking common law court. And it wouldn't be one fellas against some guy who's fucking connect, you know, that connected like Harry Reid. He's a powerful man. He's powerful fucking dead now. Just like that fucking cunt queen. But no man is more powerful than another man. That's what the whole fucking idea was. A freedom, a goddamn country based on fucking freedom and liberty for the individual. That's why the goddamn Bill of Rights is, it tells you. It is the individual free sovereign national's rights. Absolute rights that cannot be touched. The ninth article says you can't touch them. And this is what they're up against. That's why they're doing, you know, like this right here. They tried to push a little too far, a little too quick. But people are learning that goddamn Bill of Rights and are understanding, hey, you know what? Yeah, we do. We're supposed to be free. We're supposed to run this country. They're supposed to be working for it. What do you mean ruling class? People are starting to wake up. MasterCard and American Express capitulated to Democrat demands. I don't care what a communist demands of you. I don't care if fucking Mao Zedong come over here and demanded it of you. Tough fucking shit, you want to hang? Violate our law, we hang you. That's how it fucking works. Or we declare war on our goddamn law. That's what you did. That's what the ADL did. Or the ACLU did. Declared war on the Bill of fucking Rights? Really? That's what the fighting started over in goddamn Concord was, wasn't it? Well, come and do it, you son of a bitch. You want to declare war? Let's get the fucking throwing some lead. In a letter dated September 10th, 2022, and addressed to the CEOs of Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, 24 attorney generals who cannot fucking exist, who were handed by themselves, just declared judicial authority over the fucking people, and fucking George fucking Mason Washington fucking signed it. But it was not law. It was not made, even the document that they claimed that they just ratified, they didn't, it wasn't ratified law. And then we went and, when we wrote our Bill of Rights, we made sure it was made fucking clear. That we do, you can have no courts that can hold us unless we're goddamn fucking in the military during wartime under the admiralty in the sea. Somewhere is fucking else, motherfucker. As individual free sovereigns, you have no hold on us. You can't, like these goddamn income tax. You're taking money from me without due process of the law. You're making no claim against me. That's why that was put in there. They knew what these son of a bitches would do. And now you see them fucking handing all this goddamn money to Ukraine trying to build a fucking power that can fight us as they diminish our goddamn arsenal in this country. And you fucking know what they were up to all the fucking long, don't you? But they can't do it. The bottom line is, every one of these son of a bitches, and the we're fucking outnumbered. Put a million to get people together and get a goddamn common law court, start dragging these motherfuckers, writing warrants out for them. If you gotta take a million or two people down to fucking, take one fucking warrant, to go to goddamn DC to pick up fucking Joe Biden, to pick up Hunter Biden, to pick these picks up, off we go. We're coming with a goddamn lawful warrant under the common law, which is the highest law in this. It's ratified law. You read it! It is the law! It's our law, and we are the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. And we're going to exercise that fucking right. You try to take our fucking courts away, we'll make our own fucking courts. And we will use this fucking law in those courts to hang your fucking treasonous asses. And they know it. 24 attorney generals said in part, the new code will not protect public safety. And see, they tried to run you off on a goddamn goose chase here, or down a rabbit hole. I don't really give a fuck if it does protect you. It's like criminals won't follow the law. I really don't give a fuck. You can't do it. The goddamn Bill of Rights says no. Absolutely fucking not. Everything you're doing is a goddamn violation of the law. These goddamn background checks, the 1968 Gun Control Act, the 1933 Gun Control Act, all against the law. You can have no power to deny or disparage. Can you read? And that went on, and it fucking took care of the states too, like California down there with all their fucking bullshit. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, that's what we didn't grant them in the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Now what does that mean? That means if it's prohibited in the goddamn federal constitution, no fucking state can do it either. It's prohibited by the Constitution, which is supposed to be this power, which it ain't. That's why they're doing this shit. They're running topsy-turvy because there is no goddamn, how do you enforce fucking goddamn subject matter fucking King's Court fucking law? Private fucking law. Who's gonna, I mean, they tell you, oh, he's getting forward. He's got law firms. Like, fucking goddamn, AJ, Alex Jones. He's got two law firms on it. You can tell that motherfucker's a traitor, can't ya? Don't take no two law firms. Takes me walking in there and saying, fuck you, we're going to court. And I'm gonna talk to the fucking jury and I'm gonna show them the fucking law. And I'm gonna show them where you broke the fucking law. And that where you violated my fucking rights by violating that law. And I'm going to ask him to hang your fucking ass out in front of the courthouse. And off you're going to go. And that goes for you son of a bitches on these goddamn oversight committees too. You motherfuckers are licensing violations of the fucking law. And you know you're doing it. With malice and forethought. That is high treason. That gets you put up against the fucking wall. Oh. The new code will protect public safety. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. You can't. No excuse. There's no excuse that allows for a fucking violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. Tough shit! Categorizing the constitutionally protected right to purchase firearms unfairly singles out law-abiding merchants and consumers alike. Doesn't fucking, even fucking relevant. Doesn't fucking matter. That ain't the fucking argument you're gonna get, motherfucker. What you're gonna get is you're licensing motherfuckers to fucking, to seize my goddamn money and tell me what I can fucking buy with it. Without due process of the law, without even a fucking hinkling of the fucking due process of the law. And certainly not in the common law that I am guaranteed as an American national. Buy me, buy my people, buy our guns. And misleading information. This categorization would not recognize the difference, for example, between purchases of a gun safe and a firearm. E fucking relevant. It says shall not be I'm so fucking pissed, man. Shall not be infringed. Period. It stops there. Nothing. Not one fucking word can you go past that. I don't give a fuck what your reasoning is. You can sit there and talk a goddamn circle till your goddamn mouth falls off. It don't fucking matter. The fucking law says what it says. Go ahead.
Are construed to deny or disparage.
Exactly. You cannot construe, there is no authority in this fucking land known as the United States of the Americas that can deny or disparage a fucking right. It says it right there in law. And this is the people put this fucking law down. Not a handful of fucking goddamn aristocrats who got together and sat down and just said, like I said, who voted for King George? Well, we should declare a king. Who the fuck are you, fucking John Adams? I'd like to have you by your fucking face right now, motherfucker. You want to declare a king? You should have. I wish you would have. I'm sure the people, but and then they act like he was so magnanimous. Oh, no, I could never do it. I could never be, you fucking piece of shit, George Washington. You're a scum-sucking, goddamn Masonic piece of fucking dog shit. Your Masonic brethren may have been teaching people fucking that you were some kind of goddamn hero all these years, but we know better now. We know exactly what you fucking were. You were. It was much as the point in the king, wasn't it? Or am I missing something
Alexander.
Here? Huh?
Alexander Hamilton was the only one for the entire, somehow he had consent for the entire state of New York.
Yep.
One person.
Yep. There was no words that representation of the people that was not ratified by the people through the fifth fucking article. But the goddamn Bill of Rights, they say, well, the Bill of Rights, if the Constitution is no good. Yeah, but the people went from state to state to state to state. Each state ratified it, and it was ratified by goddamn representatives elected by the people. It was the people's will, the people's word, the people's authority, the people's jurisdictional authority that made the Bill of Rights. It was a goddamn bunch of goddamn fucking thieving, lying goddamn bastards that fucking would have a king so that they could be fucking, so you could bow to his feet. I wish that they would have tried to make that fucker king. You just traded one King George. I mean, I can see the people for another King George. All them people even signed on to those private armies didn't know that they were signing on to private fucking armies. They were going, we were fighting. Yeah. It was freedom and liberty. Remember?
I'd rather have a king than democracy, though. I mean, no king could pass an income tax. It just strictly people had to vote it in for themselves.
Oh, a king didn't have to pass income tax. His corporate lords went down and collected his fucking booty from the fucking peasants and brought it to him. He didn't have to even write it on a piece of paper. He said, just go get this much. If they starve to death, fuck them. I'll kill them both. I'll kill a fucking goddamn king, and I'll kill a fucking goddamn communist, and I'll kill a goddamn fascist, and I'll kill these goddamn son of a bitches calling themselves capitalists. Because you're capitalizing on fucking misery. You're capitalizing on violations of the law. Whether you realize it or not, nothing that you've been written since 1871 is worth the paper it was written on. Every dollar that was fucking made through a fucking contract that was fucking exercised through the fucking 14th Amendment law, that ain't law, that can't be law, is fucking a fraud. And it's all fucking, you participated in fraud, you got a goddamn rope coming. Not that you're going to get to keep your fucking wealth, you dirty son of a bitch. You got a rope coming. You're going in the ground. Everything that's been done since 1871 is a fucking fraud. So don't tell me what you own or what you fucking got, because you don't. I got the law here, right here in my fucking hands. It tells me you try to fucking push, say, well, I got it. I don't care if I did get it through fraud. Boom! Your fucking ass is dead now. I guess it's like I say, isn't it? Just like the people in Concord. Boom! All of a sudden it was what they said, wasn't it? We're at the second article, people. You better goddamn get ready to do some fucking fighting. These son of a bitches, I mean, I wanted to finish this too. Because they really start at the end, you know, they go, I'm gonna get the last paragraph here. More importantly, purposely tracking this information can only result in misuse. You see how irrelevant this is to shall not be infringed, period. Either unintentionally or deliberately, or deliberate, because who would be responsible for that if it was deliberately, if they did abuse it, if they did fucking violate your, whether it be a violation of your rights, just doing it. And who would be responsible? Who's on the head of that fiduciary? Oh, it's the senator from goddamn New York. He's the head of the goddamn, I don't know where he's from, I look it up. But you can look up who's the head of the goddamn oversight committee that's letting these goddamn corporate motherfuckers, who is licensing this treason And I know exactly who's going to fucking hang for that. You're going to hang, son of a bitch, and everything you these people did that under that fucking fraudulent fucking license that you gave them that violated the law, everything they got is getting taken from them. And they're going to fucking stand trial for violating the fucking law. Because I don't care if you have a license or not, you can't violate the fucking law. There is no goddamn license to violate the law. Anyways, that's enough. Enough for me. Enough for you. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot, broadcast from the Trenches. And go ahead and read these articles. I mean, at the end, I mean, it talks about, that's what I wanted to really get to, infringing upon consumer privacy, inhibiting constitutionally protected purchases by selectively restricting the use of your payment system or otherwise withholding your financial service from targeted, quote, disfavored merchants. No, it ain't got nothing to do with the fucking merchants. The merchants are going to hang because they're exercising fucking law that violates the fucking supreme law of the people. Every merchant, one of you motherfuckers that took that license and have been getting the goddamn corporate welfare all these, you're hanging. Everything you got's gone. It's gone, motherfuckers, whether you realize it or not. We'll fucking punish you.
Nothing but BS. They're tracking and tracing everything that we do.
You goddamn right they are. Let them track and trace. At some point, it has to fucking give. They closed the leather with these two paragraphs. That's what I was wanting to get to. I'm going to do it anyway. Social policy should be debated and determined within our political institutions. Huh? What? You mean these private corporations just can't sit and make, I mean, goddamn Kmart just can't sit down and start making fucking laws, private goddamn laws, and fucking having them enforced by the goddamn, by fucking private goddamn fucking thugs? You mean they can't do that? Americans are tired of seeing corporate leverage used to advance political goals that cannot muster basic democratic support. Fuck Democrats, fuck Republicans. They will not meet the fucking law. You are licensing violations of the law. The Second Amendment is a fundamental right, but it is also a fundamental American value. Our financial institutions should stop lending their market power to those who wish to attack that value. Be advised that we will, this is what this is the last part. Be advised that we will marshal the full scope of our lawful authority to protect our citizens and consumers from unlawful attempts to undermine their constitutional rights. Please keep that in mind as you consider whether to proceed with adopting and implementing the merchant category code. He's telling them. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Mr. Attorney General, you do not exist. You are a fucking running fraud from fucking 1789. And your fucking ass is going on the goddamn gallows, too. You never had any judicial authority in this goddamn country past your own fucking individual judicial authority in the fucking common law as an individual, motherfucker. The goddamn, we've cleared that up in 1791, and be goddamned if they didn't fucking do it anyway. And why did they do it? Why did they got away with all this shit? People said, come on, say it with me. Because we fucking allowed it. That's the word from the trenches.